At this time, there is no word on the fate of a missing Port Allsworth plane that had four members of a family on board. The Piper Cherokee was en route to Anchorage Wednesday when it was reported overdue. The second day of searching started before first light this morning, but the plane has still not been found. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The single-engine Piper PA-28 Cherokee is owned by Lake Clark Air, but is used as a rental or training aircraft. The renting pilot, the passenger, and the passenger's two children left Port Allsworth Wednesday morning. It's still unclear what their exact flight plan was, but Air National Guard spokesman Staff Sergeant Edward Egerton says authorities were notified they were overdue mid-afternoon.
The plane took off about approximately 10:30 from Port Allsworth, and were scheduled to get to Merrill Field in Anchorage at about noon. The plane was supposed to be taking a route through Lake Clark Pass. The plane didn't show up, and so, you know, the gears of the rescue mission spooled up.
An extensive search and rescue effort was launched Wednesday afternoon with two fixed-wing aircraft flying the route. An HH-60 Pavehawk helicopter joined as well. Staff Sergeant Egerton says the weather conditions were not ideal.
There was a lot of fog in the pass, so their search area was pretty limited between that and darkness. So they flew around the area of Port Allsworth, the north and south shore, and then on the other end of the pass on the peninsula, and hadn't found them yet.
Egerton says the pilots could have flown later into the day with the use of night vision, but that the fog proved to be the limiting factor. No emergency locator beacon was transmitting from the area. The plane is equipped with an ELT that should go off either in the event of a crash or if activated manually after an unexpected landing. This morning, Egerton said the search and rescue was going to get underway with additional aircraft.
Five planes from the Civil Air Patrol are going to assist in the search. They're going to be launching the HH-60 and one of the C-130s.
Lake Clark Pass is one of the main routes for small aircraft traveling from Anchorage or Kenai in and out of southwest Alaska. A little over a month ago, 55-year-old David McRae was killed in a crash while flying solo from Anchorage to Lake Clark through Merrill Pass. That accident is still under investigation. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.